The Youth's Instructor, December 13, 1904. Nebuchadnezzar's Restoration. For 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar, in his degradation, was an astonishment to all his subjects. For 7 years he was humbled before the world as a punishment for ascribing to himself the glory that belonged to God. At the end of this time, his reason was restored to him. Through his terrible humiliation, he was brought to see his own weakness and to acknowledge the supremacy of God. In the book of Daniel is given the king's public confession of his restoration. We read, "At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. The chastening that came upon the king of Babylon wrought reformation in his heart, and transformed him in character. He now understands God's purpose in humiliating him. In this chastisement, he recognizes the divine hand. Before his humiliation, he was tyrannical in his dealings with others. But now, the fierce, overbearing monarch is changed into a wise and compassionate ruler. Before his humiliation, he defied and blasphemed the God of heaven. But now he humbly acknowledges the power of the Most High and earnestly seeks to promote the happiness of his subjects. At last, under the rebuke of God, the king had learned the lesson which all kings and rulers need to learn, that true greatness consists in goodness. He acknowledged Jehovah as the living God, saying, Come, all ye that fear God, and I will make known to you what he hath done for my soul. It is now my wish that all the people of my realm shall learn what I have learned, that the God whom they should worship is not a golden image, but he who made the heavens and the earth. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Thus the king upon the Babylonian throne became a witness for God, giving his testimony, warm and eloquent, from a grateful heart that was partaking of the mercy and grace, the righteousness and peace of the divine nature. God's design that the greatest kingdom of the world should show forth his praise was now fulfilled. The public proclamation in which Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged his guilt and the great mercy of God in his restoration is the last act of his life, as recorded in sacred history.